Well, I knew from the very beginning that the line of the story, the so-called narrative arc, would not be anything that one might normally expect in a novel or even in a nonfiction book. I had taken a couple of writing workshops, and I've heard all about the narrative arc with its climax and denouement. There was no such thing to be had in the story of my parents and in my takes on it. But I didn't know what the line would look like. I did imagine somehow in my mind from a pretty early phase in writing the book, this type of flow that I have encountered many times in my career as a scientist. It's called turbulent flow, and it occurs in fluid dynamics, but it's applied to many different systems, including ecological systems, including economic systems, where there's a linear, it's called laminar flow, for a certain phase of a system's dynamics, but then for a variety of reasons, which become parameters in the model, there's a point of transition between that laminar linear flow to immediately into a turbulent chaotic flow. So there are models of those types of systems. And then the question is, when do things change from laminar to turbulent, and how, and what causes that? And I didn't use that explicitly as a model for writing this book, but in a way, it sort of does follow certain trajectories of that, those types of bifurcating systems. So the alternating voices of my parents are like oscillations in these types of complex systems. And then when you make that switch, that nonlinear switch over to my side, which you have to do physically, you have to turn the book over physically, then my side appears more turbulent. But I don't think I wrote it deliberately turbulent. I think that just does actually represent my current voice.